from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from George Spencer Sr., age 59 at the time of this interview.
I had a very happy childhood. All of my memories are in North Braddock, Pennsylvania. That's where I was primarily raised. So I went K to 12 in the North Braddock school system, and I was in the second graduating class of the General Braddock Area School District, which was a merger of Braddock, North Braddock, and Rankin school districts. I grew up in what I would call the ambiance of the church. My family was very deep-rooted in faith. My mom's parents and my dad's mom were all members of the same church, New Hope Baptist Church, and my dad's father was in the church right next door, Calvary AME. So a lot of my friends, a lot of the social circle I was involved in was deeply rooted in that. And in addition to that, I grew up in a neighborhood that was a very close-knit neighborhood. We lived on a street in North Braddock called Cliff Street. And at that time, North Braddock probably was about 20% African-American, but Cliff Street was about 90% African-American. And we had strong bonds on that street, and it was a type of neighborhood where all of our parents pretty much parented everyone's kids simultaneously. At this point in my life, I just turned 59. All of my grandparents are now deceased, but my mom is still with me, and my dad no longer is, but I have two brothers, a host of nieces and nephews, and I have three children of my own. My wife, we're still together and happily married. A number of our family are still in the Pittsburgh area, and a lot of my generation actually is now in other states. I attended what was then called Edinburgh State College. It's now Edinburgh University. That's where I met my wife, in fact. I did not get a degree there. I attended from 1973 to 1976. I then later attended Community College of Allegheny County after a four-year military enlistment in the United States Army. In essence, to me, whatever produces struggle is something that requires a lot of effort in order to overcome or in order to succeed, in order to finish. So struggle is an opportunity to gain strength, because if you think of the principle of exercise, there's some measure of resistance that's necessary in order to grow stronger. And struggle is something that, to me, produces that. At this stage of my life, my primary goals are that when my senior years come, that my wife and I would have the sufficient resources or finances to have a quality of life that lends itself to be able to take care of ourselves and to enjoy life. So that's my first goal, is to make sure that she's taken care of if for some reason I happen to die before she does. In addition to that, I'm the founder and president of Greater Pittsburgh Area Mad Dads, which is a nonprofit organization. And my goal is for that to be a viable organization that impacts the violence problem throughout Allegheny County. And not only Allegheny County, I'm also chairman of the board for Mad Dads, national board, and that we would impact all 50 states. People that are successful have found some tried and true principles. I think being diligent with the things that we know are the necessary things to do in order for something to prosper, in order for something to last, that helped me with the Mad Dads organization. It was a difficult task to try and start something brand new that wasn't already in our community. And it took diligence, it took perseverance, it took commitment in order to see that come to fruition. My advice would be is to learn to recognize who are the winners in life. And if you seek to be around people that you recognize wisdom in, you'll increase in wisdom yourself.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Aaron Wilson and Xavier Henry. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.